Anyone here? Anyone on the line?
Hey, hello.
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Answers.
Hello, who's calling?
It's Lorraine here from Chatham.
Chatham's in Kent?
Yeah.
And what's your question?
Well, right, when I was younger, when the children's TV had finished, when Neighbours were on, I weren't allowed to watch Neighbours, so they sat me round on the side of the telly and they watched Neighbours, because we only had one telly, and I had to sit round the side and just look at the side of the telly for 25 minutes, because, you know, Neighbours a bit grown up, bit racy. It was back then. Certainly, I don't know what it's like now.
No.
And I used to get so bored just staring at that wooden side of that telly. And that was up for 25 minutes. And I was just thinking, when I go to sleep at night, I close my eyes and, I'm just staring at the inside of my eyes for a while, and it doesn't seem to bother me. I don't get bored. Why is it not boring?
What, staring at your eyelids in bed?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because when you stare at your eyelids, it's a bit like being in the womb, isn't it? Do you sleep in a fetal position, all tucked up?
No, I sleep on my back. What about you?
I sleep like a starfish. I just like to maximise the amount of space in my bed.
You don't share a bed then, no?
Yeah, I've got three triangular women who slot into the gaps, yeah.
Oh.
But you weren't allowed to go to sleep when you were staring at the side of the TV?
Well, no, I wanted to stay up because Fresh Prince would be on after.
Oh, right, of course. Well, thanks for a great question.
Okay, ta-ra then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, who's our next caller?
Hi there.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike. Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm calling from Torquay.
Yeah, and what's your question?
I've come up with this invention, you see.
Mm.
I was on a bus, and I saw this kid. He had his little music P3 player headphones on. Yeah, he was nodding away. And I was thinking, how do I know that he's not listening to something horrible? You know, like screaming or racist slogans. And he's just nodding away. So I thought, I'd make a device so you can listen to other people's personal music devices. So my question is, wait for it. How would I go about this? Would there be complicated forms, copyright considerations?
I think it's a good idea, in theory. How would it work?
I haven't really thought about it. Wireless? Yeah, I think it would probably be wireless.
Wireless. Okay. What springs to mind, though, is that the problem would be that if everybody had one, well, then nobody would be playing any music.
Oh.
They'd just be listening to each other's silence.
At least it'd be nice and quiet.
Yeah. But I have often thought, like you say, how do you know these people aren't listening to something quite despicable? Nodding away. Agreeing with whatever propositions are going into their minds from their headphones.
It would be really strange if it turned out they were just listening to white noise or banging doors.
Or just the sound of their immediate environment, but a recording of it that they'd made previously.
If they commuted, they would have recorded the journey already. They'd just be agreeing with the fact that they were still on time.
Yeah, I think you could use it as a kind of...
Instead of a watch.
Well, you could use it to compare your journey to, you know, how fast it took you to get there before. And have you patented this idea?
Well, I'm not patenting the idea. I've just patented the invention, which is a piece of paper with this idea written on it.
So no one else can come up with a piece of paper with this idea on?
No.
Right. Is that as good as a?
You couldn't have the idea without writing it down.
Is that as good as a? I guess it's as good as a patent.
If they can't have their idea written down on a piece of paper, how are they going to make it?
That's true. Computers. They would use computers.
But they'd have to print it out to take it to the patent office.
Yeah, but I think that if it's printed, it's not
written. I wrote it very neatly.
Well, I think that'd be fine. Good luck, though. Good luck. I wish you the best of luck.
Good day.
Good day.